Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-737-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk to Eddie KFTK. We never did mention this, by the way. I just want to note that, and I think Tim yanked this out of the Willamette or something? This mobile tooth whitening service?
Oh, yeah.
Where apparently they'll come to their house and polish your... Like, if you can't leave the house, who are you polishing your teeth floor for? You know, I mean, it's... What are you, a canary? You're just...
It's for the busy executive who can't get out of the office.
Sure. Like, you want to... Like, you're going to trust some guy in a van. Just coming along with a little sandblaster. Open up. You know, I don't... Oh, thank you, no. Pearly White's mobile tooth whitening service. You know what I mean? White your teeth? Brush! Brush your teeth, you jag off. God, I hate it. You know, it's like you go to the store and there's those strips that you put on your teeth to... You have nothing like bleach. Why don't you just go gargle with Clorox? Huh?
No, I use those. They work.
You know what else works? Brushing! Brushing your goddamn teeth!
You just stop. Brushing only works to a certain extent.
Yeah, okay. If you do it once a week, then you pay attention in school, you brush three times a
yeah,
day and after
to
snacks.
Clean your teeth, not to whiten them.
Okay. Whatever you say. Your teeth get stained because there's food and... Look, if you didn't eat and never had any beverages, your teeth would be white. Your teeth turn brown because of coffee and smoking and whatever else. You brush, that stuff goes away.
But also people start out with different, colors of white. So say, for example, like you've had, like, you know, yellower teeth than normal people when you were younger.
Yeah, but that's because you didn't brush.
No, it isn't.
It is.
Not everybody is blessed with pearly white teeth the day they're born.
Yeah. All right, I'm just saying, you know... Mobile tooth whitening. It's like that. They had that stuff back in the 70s where they would just paint your teeth. Some guy, it was like essentially liquid paper. Some guy would just come and open up and he would just like paint your teeth white, and then it's like you had to redo it every few. What? Freaking brush. It's like the hair club for men. Because you know, the hair club for men is the thing where it's like they don't like augment your head. They just shave your head and glue crap on there. That's what that is. The hair club for men. They shave your head and they just glue a big rug on there. And do you know this? Do you know about the hair club for men? Have I told this? When I was getting... All right. I have no idea how we got into this subject. That should be the name of my autobiography. What was I talking about? The Rick Emerson story. Or, I've completely forgotten... ... The Rick Emerson story. Or the... what was I... I'll just call it...
Speaking
of that, yeah. And another thing! That's what I'll call it. I really don't know what I was talking about now. How ironic is that?
Hair club for men.
Mobile teeth whitening. Little thing Tim found in the Willamette.
Hold on, I'm going to write it down. Hair club. Teeth. Hair club. Teeth. What else? Oh, and then we got this question for how chicks think. So we're going to get to that. 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. We're moments away from your personal savior, Tim Riley. He's in the KOTK.
No. It's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
The cannibal vows, never to eat again. Self-confessed German cannibal Owen Mews regrets the killing and will never repeat it, he's told the court in his closing statements. Earlier, prosecutors say he should spend his life behind bars for killing and eating his victim. But the cannibal admits it. But he said it was killing on demand.
They ought to hire him to kill. I mean, they have the death penalty in Germany, don't they? Or do they?
I'm not sure that they do.
All right. Well, if they don't, they could just, you know, they just, here's what you do. Okay, I'm telling you right now. You take the guy, you export him to Texas. You take him down to Texas, and then you execute people in Texas by having the cannibal kill and eat them. There you go. Put the whole thing on pay-per-view. You balance the budget. See, no one ever, can I just tell you this? All problems can be solved, A, through me, and B, through pay-per-view. Through the magic of Rick Emerson, the magic of pay-per-view television, can all problems be solved. That's all you have to do, man. It's like with the thing. You televise, what's it, Saddam's trial? You televise Jackson's trial? You sell the rights to, like, CBS? Or And then you get some Flip Bravo or something. So it is with the cannibal. You send the cannibal down there. He eats some people. You put it on television. I would totally pay for that. Who would pay to see the cannibal kill and eat again? We all would. Let's not deny it. People pay for that bum fight. There's not even any cannibalism going on there. No one ever listens to me.
Polygamy on Parade. From Salt Lake City comes where Jeremy Kingston has been sentenced to 1 year in jail for third-degree felony incest. A member of the Kingston polygamous clan was also sentenced to 36 months probation, pleading guilty in October to incest, for marrying his then 15-year-old cousin, Luann Kingston, back in 1995. She is also his aunt. Under the terms of... I'm lost in the story.
She slipped that little part in at the end. Yeah.
Under the plans of the plea bargain, the felony charge will be reduced to a misdemeanor if he carefully completes his probation.
Well, I was reading the whole thing in Salon or New Yorker or something. There was some article about, you know, what with the sperm donation and the artificial this and the in vitro that and the, you know, whatever, egg borrowing this. And they were talking about how, because they said that most of the sperm donation and most of the, you know, when the guys are selling their seed and women are selling their whatever, their eggs. And they said that most of it, for whatever reason, seems to come from L.A., San Francisco, and New York. Those three cities provide most of the sperm and what it donated eggs. And so they were noting, and not only that, but most of the buyers of these things came from those cities as well. And they noted, therefore, that the odds of accidental incest, or, you know, like sort of unintentional incest, you know, were increasing. I mean, not like a lot, but I mean, you know, substantially in those cities. Because, you know, how do you know? You know, you donate your sperm. Some woman pops out a kid, you know, you meet some hot, you know, chick later on, and, you know, it's like I would say about Steven Tyler. I mean, do you realize that the odds of Steven Tyler having sex with his own children is pretty high? Because, look, Steven Tyler goes on the road with it. Think about this. This is one of those things that have I gotten off the track again? Yes. Okay, you just finish your thing.
In an unusual spectacle at the Vatican, the Pope presided over a performance of Polish breakdancers.
I saw that! Polish breakdancers busting out moves for the pontiff.
Yes, the 18-year-old seemed to approve, waving his hand or maybe just one finger after each dancer completed a move, then applauding for the entire group.
He doesn't really move so much as the strings that they use to control him. One of them just broke and his arm just sort of swinging free. The Pope is basically just
a little drip of saliva kind of like slithered out of his mouth, so that's how they know that he approved it.
The Pope is just a wooden boy who wants to be real at this point.
Artistic talent is a gift from God, and whoever discovers it himself has a certain obligation to know that he cannot waste his talent. He must develop it, said the Pope, to who we don't know.
To the break dancers?
Yeah.
Yeah, go change the world with your break dancing there, Alfonso. Whatever.
That's that. Next news, when it happens, I'm Tim Riley.
Okay. The thing is, it's not so much 1 degree away from whatever I was talking about before so much as it is like 9 now. I mean, we're literally like miles and miles away from whatever the topic was at whatever point in the thing. Yeah, I have nothing. All right, it's 503-250. Okay, I'm taking this. Okay, here's what we're going to do. It's a process of winnowing away. I'm going to take this mobile tooth whitening thing. I'm done with that now. Wadding it up, putting it over there. About the hair club for men, I will just say this. I was at the place, getting my hair cut, you know, which takes so little time now that it's just. You know, I remember when I was a young slip of a youth, took a long time, had a lot of hair. Not so much anymore. All right, you're done. There you go. It's like washing dishes when all you have to do is a fork, you know? But she used to work for the Hair Club for Men, which is, they have a location here. Apparently, they're based in all major cities. Apparently, what they do is, when you start to thin, you go in and they just shave the entire top of your head, all but the Picard, all but the fringe. They shave it absolutely just right down to the scalp, and then they just glue on like a full-on, like, AstroTurf thing of hair. And so what you pay for is the glue. Because the glue lasts for about 3.5 weeks. And then every month it starts to come loose, you know, and then, you know, some girl, you know, during a moment of intimacy may just, you know, and you're never recovering from that. Can we just talk about a moment that you're never going to recover from in bed with a girl, you know? Oh, Ted, what the hell, you know, and then it's like Ted's hair, you know, right there in your head. You're never, I mean, you might as well just...
Did you go right to the Ted because of Ted Danson?
Ted Danson, yeah, baby. Trent. You know, it's, you know, William Shatner, right off in your hand, and it's like, You know, that's a thing you're never going to recover from. It's like, you know, it's you just that's so. But that's what you pay for. You pay for the glue. They pay charge you $600 a month for glue every month. So that's what that is. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Okay, hair, yes. Teeth, yes. Quickly, before we go to these phone calls, Steven Tyler having sex with his own children. Here's the thing. You got to figure, Aerosmith, you know, they go on tour, for like 20 years, right? During which he's out there just, you know, grouperific, right? He's out there just spreading the seed far and wide. You know, and that was what, like 25 years ago? You know, the Aerosmith out there doing that? And, you know, the groupie apple didn't fall too far from the tree. You know what I mean? You know, those rock chicks, they got little rock chicks of their own, you know? And so you got to figure that the mom who's out there humping Steven Tyler probably by this point has a daughter who's equally trashy and who's going to concerts to see Aerosmith is probably equally, like, groupie-oriented. And so I figure the odds are pretty high that, like, Steven Tyler, Gene Simmons, one of those guys, has at least once had sex with one of his own daughters. The law of averages dictates that, if nothing else, that it's got to be true. I mean, how could it not be? It just seems like the mathematics alone indicate that that's the sort of thing. I'll tell you what, we're going to do a couple of these calls, then we've got somebody here who wants to help out with today's How Chicks Think. So we'll do Timothy and Katie here, then we'll do How Chicks Think we'll just do those in order. We'll get Timothy here in a moment. Katie is a full-time caller and a full-time listener. You're in Portland. What's up with you?
What's up, Rick? I had to call. I heard you talking about the microphone incident on Saturday night.
Yeah, the microphone came clean off my head.
I have to ask you a question, though. Why did you have it?
The microphone?
Yeah, because when it wasn't working and you started talking, it was fine. We were in a little intimate theater.
It does, actually.
It was just fine without the mic.
An intimate theater. That's a nice way to put it. It was an intimate venue where you were able to
Rick's got selective appeal
I'm touring an intimate venue just like Peter Frampton.
Well, I have to tell you, next time, because I hope you do it again, you really didn't need the mic, I swear.
It doesn't hurt that I shout everything at the top of my, you know, thank you for coming, you know, just a minute you but I we do it because at certain points I'm bigger than Jesus. There's these moments where there's music playing and I gotta talk over the music. And there's also moments where I kinda talk quietly. But you know, the funny part is, though, that it wasn't that it just came a little loose. I mean, the whole thing, it really was like having your hairpiece fall off. It was like having a toupee come right off, you know, during the thing. And I just stopped, and it was like, you know, because I knew there was no game. But the thing is, I think it kind of got the audience, broke the ice a little bit between me
it
and
did.
The
It was fun when it broke. We all got to scream and yell at you and stuff.
Yeah.
It was great.
Because I have no shame about that sort of... because I don't know
well,
if you...
I also have to tell you, next time, I mean, really, that show was just awesome. I took my dad, and I was blown away. I have to be honest with you. I didn't expect that much out of it. And it was great.
Thanks.
I mean, the way you related your life to the music and the whole thing, I was just utterly impressed walking out of that theater on Saturday.
Expected...
But I also had to thank you for a good time.
You expected just like the bare minimum of effort. I expected the lowest common denominator of...
Honestly, I expected more like, not that it was bad, but I expected more like music and you analyzing it almost or something. I don't know what I thought it was going to be, but
Rock
it was totally, you know, related life and music. It was great. It was awesome. And I took my dad and he absolutely loved it. He, in fact, was the guy with the crazy laugh who kept laughing after everyone else was done. I swear a few times I saw you smirk because he's all still giggling next to me and you're trying to move on, you know.
Well, it's funny, when you're on the stage, you can hear all these bodily noises. Like, you can hear every time someone blows their nose. There was a guy chewing tobacco and I swear to God I could hear him spitting it into the cup from the stage. So, well, we appreciate it. Can you call us anytime? And if we do it again, you just watch the website. We'll have details about it.
Thanks so much, sir.
All right, excellent. That's Katie. Whole bunch of teenagers there, too. I mean, there's like a ton of them. On Saturday, there's like... I mean, I saw 10 or 15, it seemed like. 15, 16, 17-year-old dudes, which is cool, but it's like you know, when I was a kid, man, you couldn't have got me in to see some theater thing for, like, no way. There's, you know, screw that. I was at home watching Fright Night 2. There's no way. So somebody brought a whole bunch of teenage dudes, or they heard about it, or they were, you know, they came with a friend. I don't know. I don't know who brought all the teenage dudes, but that's pretty cool. All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Let's see. We're going to get Timothy here, full-time listener in Portland. Timothy, what's up, brother?
Richard, good afternoon.
Lay it on me, man.
I'm the guy who sold you that sticky keyboard a couple of years ago when you had a little bit longer hair.
The $20 keyboard
guy.
Yeah,
the $20 keyboard.
Excellent.
Yeah. Anyways, I just wanted to thank you for a mind-opening epiphany of experience of a show. I had lower expectations. I had no expectations.
What did everybody think I was going to do knock-knock jokes for 2 hours?
Let me just tell you, brother. I always turned down the radio when you busted on Kurt Cobain because I love his music, but I can finally relate to why you bust on him, Lack of Dreams and all that. The performance touched me in such a way that I'm following some dreams, and I'm going to get recertified to be a camera technician, and it was just a really, really good night. And you had all our support, especially when the mic fell off. And a friend of mine knows Joni, the woman who directed it. Did a fantastic job.
Oh, no, it's, I mean, the, you know, anybody, I mean, I however good that show was, like, subtract about 98% of the quality work that you saw on Saturday, and that's what it would have been if I had not had Joni to direct it. It really would have been me on stage going, you know, did you ever notice about Motley Crue that, you know?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
I saw someone with a camera out there. Are you going to have either a DVD or audio tape of the show? Because I'd love my father to hear it.
Kill me. No.
Yeah.
Short answer is no. Hold on, we'll explain the answer to that is no. Just give me a nice paper cut and pour lemon juice in it. We're closed. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800. Like I was just going to go out and just do a soft shoe or something for 90 minutes. Let's get one more. Tony, you're in Portland. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up?
Hey, you were talking earlier about the hair club for men.
Yes.
My former hairdresser used to have girlfriends that used to do that. It paid extremely well. To be the technician that did the little hair hat there.
Uh-huh.
The reason it paid so well was because of the process. What you do, if you've already had your little hair hat on and you have to go in and get it replaced.
Hair hat.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what they do is they essentially pry the thing off, and you have to keep in mind that as long as you've had this thing on, you can't exfoliate any of the skin on your scalp. So basically, they pull this hat off, and then spend a goodly amount of time scrubbing off the excess glue and however many weeks of skin have built up on top of your head.
Sanding away the top of your head.
Yeah, and she said that it smelled horrendously bad because this was basically dead tissue that's been fermenting in sweat and glue for a number of weeks.
Oh, you had to say ferment like it's a bad piece of eggplant or something.
Oh, yeah. But since you were kind of going on about that, I thought I'd give you a little bit of insight.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm so grateful that you did. Yeah, that's what I'm fermenting skin. Thanks. Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for helping. Thanks there, Mr. Assistant. Yeah, I appreciate that. All right. Coming up, we've got this is... Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second. This is, we're going to do in just a second. We'll break and then we'll do the How Chicks Think. This is Therese, a full-time
Am I full-time?
Wait, now this isn't the Therese who came in and...
Yes, the lovely Therese.
Yeah, shouldn't you be on a date with Matt or something? Shouldn't he be driving a knife into my heart and twisting it?
I haven't talked to Matt since I don't know when.
Shouldn't he be coming in here and walking around in nylons again and then going out for dinner with my producer?
And sashaying around.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that your whole like raison d'être is just to you know exist simply to torment me?
I think the short answer is yes. Yes, you should do all of those things.
Yeah, I wasn't talking to you there, Mr. Cheeky. You just keep to yourself over there.
How are you?
Yeah, well, I'm not as good as I was a few minutes ago, but...
I've missed you.
Yeah. What, have you missed dinner with Matt? Is that... I've missed having my dinner paid for by Matt, Rick. I've missed Matt taking me out to dinner. That's,
Well, you never offered.
All right, hold on. We'll be back. Just don't go anywhere. Stay there. We'll be back. Damn women. You know... You're a dick. You're a dick. That's exactly... All right, we'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Here's Extreme. He's straight there. We'll be back on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
I don't know who's on line 5. Why don't you just answer it before the break, Rick? I have no idea who Therese is.
Therese, by the way, this is another one of those things that you may not know if you're kind of a recent listener to the Rick Emerson Show. When Christina Carlson, who had the producer job before Sarah, when Christina left, We auditioned. You know, there's girls who wanted to audition. There's people who wanted to try out. And we had, like, Alicia, I think her name was, from Barbarella. She came in, and we had some other people. And then we had this woman, Therese, who's just like nine kinds of hot. I mean, it's just, you know, just...
We decided she looked like Catherine Bell from Jag.
Just hot like a skillet on high. You know what I mean? You know, bacon in a skillet on a warm June day. I mean, it just doesn't...
And then you got stuck with me.
Well, it's not... And which is, you know, fine, because, you know, we love you, Sarah. But it's... Then I, you know... This is Therese calling a couple days later. Are Matt and I still going out to dinner? Surrounded
by jackals.
You know,
it actually ties in, too. We went to Salvador Molly's when we went out, so...
It ties into you shutting up! That's what it ties into. Sarah with the traffic.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Good afternoon, I'm Jim Riley. Breaking news, the FBI has banned cow blood in livestock feed, part of broader restrictions against mad cow disease. It was okay to have cow blood in livestock feed before.
Which, of course, is retarded because everybody knows that's... It's dumb that they were even doing it until now because everybody knows that's where mad cow comes from.
Yeah.
It's like you don't have child blood in Gerber formula. Why would you have cow blood in cattle feed? It doesn't make any sense. Everybody knows that that's what causes it. That's why those, what's that tribe in the whatever? They're on the Discovery Channel, they're talking about that they can't try, but they still do cannibalism occasionally, and they get kuru, which is like
Germans.
Mad cow disease. It's Germans. Germans are all wobbly now.
Anyway, that's that. No more blood melt cow. If you find any, bring it back for a cheerful refund. Back to the Golden Globe Awards from last night. Ricky Gervais talks about his character in The Office. Is it based on anyone he knows?
No, I mean, it's a Frankenstein. I mean, it is based on, you know, people that you meet and that I've worked for and stuff. But it's condensed, loads and loads of people that we've met in our adult lives.
Keeper Sutherland, please explain the popularity of 24, which is the best drama series.
The writers, Joel Surnow and Bob and these gentlemen here, took the genre of the thriller and put a time element or quota with it, made it just that much more exciting. And certainly that's one of the large aspects of why we drew the audience we did and the kind of commitment from that audience.
You know, I don't really watch 24. It's not like it's bad or something. It's just one of those things that I missed getting in at the beginning of each season and... Like, I'm hopelessly behind now, and I shouldn't watch the whole thing on DVD one of these days. But I was really glad to see Kiefer Sutherland make a comeback, man. I was really bummed when that guy's career got sidetracked after. And it was all when Julia Roberts dumped his ass. When Julia Roberts broke up with him, it's like he got kicked back to the minor leagues or something. So I'm glad that that guy's made a comeback. I've always dug him.
It's going to rain today, rain tonight, rain tomorrow. Tim Riley, KOTK News.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. I'm sorry, I was checking my email. Subject line, marrying your cousin. That's the sort of thing, you know, no one else gets that. I guess Dr. Laura, maybe. Anyway, we're going to go to the phone in just a second for how chicks think, but can I just say this? I think we're going to have a moratorium on this from now on. We're not going to talk about it ever again. But they've got the final episode of Friends finished shooting on Friday night. The hour-long episode, which airs in May, was watched by 200 people. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like the 5 millionth person to make this observation, but, you know, at the risk of becoming all Andy Rooney again, do you remember when shows just went off the air and it, like, wasn't a big goddamn national catastrophe? You know?
Didn't that just happen to Skin recently?
Well, yeah, well, not only that, but shows have been on for a long time. It's like, well, Mar was talking about that. He's like, you know, one day Bewitched was on the air, the next day it wasn't. And you know what? No one cared! One day Different Strokes was on the air, the next day it was something else. And we all kind of, and you know what? We all survived and got on with our lives. Jesus. All right. Rick, you'll be happy to know that it's perfectly safe to have sex with your cousin. Oh, I'm not even reading the rest of this. That's... Okay, I'm just moving on. It's time for another exciting edition of How Chicks Think. Welcome now to the show.
Hello.
Woman who callously and carelessly manipulated me and then threw me aside in favor of Matt. I executive producer. How are you, Therese?
You know, Rick, I'm a little tired of you busting my chops about that because you had an opportunity, and here's my theory. You snooze, you lose.
Yeah, okay. Stitch in time saves nine, Rick.
That's right.
No, no, no. I kid. I'm just saying. It's just one of those...
You have Laura, and as far as I know, she's very lovely, and you ought to get on your hands and knees and thank God she exists in your life.
And then I had to go home and cut off one of my hands and poke an eye out.
That's right.
No, I can't. But that was the whole week. We had you in, we had Alicia in, we had some other people in, but... It was
and you
like
got
this,
rejected?
No, it was this whole thing. That what happened is the whole thing, you came in and, you know, and I was just going on about how lovely you were. And then kind of, you know, and then you left, and I know, you know, you ended up taking another job and then some things to do. And then like 3 or 4 days later, I'm walking in and Matt's like on the phone going, yeah, so I guess, so we'll just go out for dinner at the, and I'm like, well, who are you talking to? And he's like, oh, nobody. No, really, you're going out to dinner, you got a date? He's like, oh, it's, well, is it anybody I know? Oh, kind of, her name's Therese. You made a, you know, just a little under the radar bit of a mackin. But
well, that's his fault. That's the person you should be mad at.
I don't know. I'm mad at no one. I wish everyone here the best of life.
Well,
okay. So let me. I will say this. We got this. Jolie is gone. She's in Egypt.
Yes.
And so in her stead, we have this question for How Chicks Think.
Okay.
And the subject line is, "What did I do wrong?" And this guy says, Rick, I just got read the riot act from a woman that I thought I had a good chance with because at one point during the evening I asked how old she was. She then gave me a long lecture about how that's one of several questions you never ask women. It's not like I was asking how much she weighs or anything. What's the big deal? I don't understand what I did wrong. And it's from Jeff.
That's kind of funny because I don't mind when people ask me how old I am because I don't look my age. So it never bothers me.
I'm not even gonna bother complimenting at this point or saying
you did say some very nice things before the break about me, and I want to say thank you.
No,
that was very sweet.
Well, here's the thing about the asking the age. I understand that you don't go to a woman and go, so what are you, 12 stone? You know, you don't ask a woman what she weighs and all that. And there's certain things you don't ask, but it's like, but the I think guys, as a general rule, don't understand why you can't ask the age thing because it's like the reason you don't ask the weight thing is because. I don't know, because it's one of those things that sort of is changeable, you know, it, I guess it's a reflection on you one way or the other, because it's, you know, because it's a thing that you kind of control, but the age thing, it's like, hell, we're all old.
Here's some food for thought. What if you don't ask the age, you're a guy, and you don't ask the age, and then you find out you're actually dating a 14-year-old?
Dude, can I just tell you, and that has happened, I mean, not the 14-year-old part, but I mean, there's been guys, you know, who do that where it's like they're... I told the story a long time ago, actually. And nothing happened, but it was a story, you know, it was in Utah. And there's this girl.
Yeah.
She digs the show, and she's like, do you want to get together? And I'm like, hey, yeah, you know, we get together, hanging out. She's like, do you want to come over? We're having a party. I'm like, yeah, baby, I'm there. I go over. She answers the door. We meet. We say, hey, I realize there's a lot of people around. Turns out it's her birthday party. And I say... how old are you? And she says, well, I'm gonna be 16.
Oh, my Lord.
And then I'm like, what do you mean gonna be? She's like, well, my birthday's next week. We're having the party early, but I'm gonna be 16. And suddenly it's just that whole, you know, where your whole world just goes and just slows down, you know, and you realize that you've taken a wrong path.
Not
somewhere.
Just your whole world, but...
Well, everything. I mean,
the area in your pants probably got displayed it also.
Well, no, and you just, and suddenly, but it's also one of those moments where you're like, where it's terrible, but thank God that you knew, you know?
Yes,
thank
exactly.
God that you, I mean, it's like before, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, God forbid, I mean, nothing had happened, but it's like, God, even if there'd been like a, even if there'd been like a, some like heavy makeout session, can you imagine?
Oh.
Big makeout session, I'm gonna be 16! You know, it's like...
Not good.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm all for...
I think that you pretty much, if you're looking at a woman and you decide to ask her out on a date or you're involved with her, you kind of get a sense of how old she is. You know, if the guy's worried about, you know, is she too old to bear my children, well, that's kind of a legitimate concern, but other than that, that's really the only reason why you should know.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it matters one way or the other. I mean, if you know she's legal and she's not in menopause, if she's somewhere in that gray area of between 18 and whatever, 50, you know, then it's like, I don't know. I mean, women may have a weird hang-up about talking about it, but I don't think it should really matter. Unless, the only reason it should matter is if you're a guy who's got some weird fixation on women of a certain age, and that's usually some guy, that usually just means a guy's looking for some trophy chick anyway.
Or a mommy figure.
Yeah, I mean, if he just wants somebody to, he either wants somebody discernibly and demonstrably younger than him so that he can say, look at me with the girl 10 years my junior. Or if he's some guy that wants to be, you know, paddled and changed and, you know.
Meanwhile, what's the deal with Demi Moore and why does she find Ashton Kutcher so attractive?
I don't know, but that's another thing. You know,
mentally, they're not the same.
It's not only that, but I, you know, it really grates on me, this nonstop business of talking about how great Demi Moore looks. You know, at the age of 40, when she's got like a $9 million, you know, personal trainer who like whips her into
it's
shape.
It's not
at 40.
Even just that; she's also got a $9 million plastic surgeon.
Yeah, it's, you know, come back when you're 75. You know, if you look at that good at 75, then we'll call the newspapers.
Yeah.
Until then, you know.
I'm the same age as her, and I bet you $10 I look younger than her.
See, I never would have guessed that. I never would have guessed that you were that age.
I am.
It's.
But being an older woman, I have learned a lot.
Yes, because you're experienced and
yes.
skilled and talented in
yes.
many areas.
And I don't feel the least bit bad about being my age.
No, and you've learned the ways of love. You speak the international language
yes.
of
yes,
Esperanto.
Yes, I do, and I know how to please a man.
Yes. Let's just end this phone call now, because otherwise it's just going to end in more bitterness. All right, Therese, you got to come see us again one of these days.
I would love to. I'm just wondering...
Where are those stockings with the line that
well,
goes up
I'd
the back?
Be happy to. Here's my question. I could come and do this every day the rest of this week if Julie's gone.
Why didn't I just hang up like 30 seconds ago?
I'm just planting a seed in your head.
This is... Yeah, I'm all about the planting of the seed. All right, that's Therese there with the... God damn it. Why didn't I just end the call? This is like full-on Lady and the Tiger stuff, you know?
Well, that was... Your brain started to try to think, but then you started thinking... <with your brain. laughs>
It's so true. God, I hate my life. All right. God, I hate me. Just with everything in me. All right. I gotta do a thing. I gotta go, go to the kitchen. We're going to come back. We got one of our long-lost 1080 girls, Sarah. What is this like? It's an old home week here. We'll do that. We'll come back. So we'll do this. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080. Here it's okay.
Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Matt's busy getting your digits turned
Matt's, yeah, Matt's busy getting his Mac on.
I'm trying to work out some stuff for the show to see if we can get Therese scheduled to come in and do that.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
Just go about your business.
Oh.
He's trying to work something out. Listen to this.
You just go and don't pay any mind to us, Matt. You go ahead and work the room there.
You just going about the traffic. I'll be back with you shortly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. The best part, though, can I just tell you this? Is that I just have, really quickly, I will just the last, because I'm not going to spend all week talking about the greatness of, what is Sarah doing over there? What are you doing? Are you cutting yourself with scissors? I used to sit next to a girl in math class who did that.
No, there's a... pointy plastic part of my zipper I'm trying to cut off keeps poking me.
All right. I used to sit next to... Do you ever know people that would just sit there and, like, cut on themselves with knives for no reason? I used to sit next to this girl named Candy in math class, and Candy would just sit there with an X-Acto knife and just carve things into her arm. I look over one day and there's Candy, cute girl, you know, kind of trashy, but, you know, that's what Daddy likes. And, you know, but she sat there, cute girl, you know, kind of trashy looking, you know, that she probably smoked Parliaments, you know, just... But would you look over with an X-Acto knife, she's just... Now look over, she's carving the word war into her arm. War, you know. Come on. That's a girl that puts out. You totally know it. What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, the greatness of me. So I don't want to sit and talk about the greatness of me all the time. But I will just say this. that, you know, thanks to everybody who came to a bigger than Jesus, and the depth to which I will stoop to make people laugh, and Sarah witnessed this on Friday, was we actually stooped to using the Cosmopolis voice at one part, like towards the beginning of Bigger Than Jesus. Because when we did it in June at the Clinton Street, that was when I was in my whole streak of talking like Andy Rooney all the time. And I did this, I busted out the whole, whatever happened to Satan, you know, and I, which I feel cheesy about, because it's like the easiest way to get a laugh. And so I managed to get rid of that, and I didn't do it any time. But on Friday and Saturday, I slowly fell into the, you know, playing my electric guitar in the garage, totally doing the, you know, Cosmopolis, the city of tomorrow.
I'm with you. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
And the thing is, though, by the end of the night, everybody was talking that way. Matt, Joni, everybody. Hello. We're here, you know, to count the receipts from the box office at the front of the theater. With science, you know, it's for no reason. It's like how suddenly I started singing everything like Trey Parker over the last year, where everything is, you know, on the crown. All right, a full-time listener, one of our much beloved 1080 girls, formerly known as the F Me I'm Famous girl, Sarah, how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Sister, I am rolling. What's up with you? You guys have all vanished. You've all vanished into the woodwork.
I guess. What? I saw Glory the other day at some bar or something. I don't remember where I was.
Was she making out with Kristen?
No, she was with some hot-looking chick, though, that she didn't introduce me to.
Yeah, I know what that's all about. Oh,
yeah.
Well,
I don't either, but I'm not bitter or anything.
Well, what's up, sister?
I just wanted to put in my 2 cents on what chicks think for today, the age thing.
Yes.
I now do not care if anybody asks me how old I am, and I always ask how old guys are, because the one time that I didn't ask and wasn't asked, it turned out that the guy that I was going out with was 37. And I was 21.
Yeah.
And I was pretty grossed out, because he started talking about how he had spent, like, how he lived for 4 years in L.A. and 4 years here and a couple of years there. And finally I was like, God, how old are you?
Well, you're grossed out. See, here's the thing. I'm only 31, but I'm getting into that area where you're starting to hit close to a sensitive target when you say that you were grossed out because he was 37. Because I'm only six years away from that. And so the logical extension of that is that you're like, oh, that Rick Emerson. Oh, he's so old as to be repellent, right? I mean, it's like when the first time a girl calls you sir. Matt, you're with me on this. You've had this happen, right? Where a girl, chick who's 18 is like, sir, can you tell me? And you know that immediately when she says that, she's putting in the same category as her dad.
Yep. And that was the thing with this guy. It's like 37 is almost 40, and 40 is practically my dad. And, you know, that's just, I was just totally grossed out.
Yeah.
And then he didn't understand, because, of course, why would he care that I was only 21?
Well, yeah. Well, duh. Well, it's like for men, men just don't even care, man. It's like men, I guess there's some guys that if, like, the guy is 30 and the woman turns out to be 44 or whatever, I guess there's some guys who are like, no, it's too old. But I don't know any of those guys. I don't know I don't think they exist. So.
Yeah, I don't think it matters as much to guys as it does to girls, because girls automatically equate their boys with their dads.
I thought it was all, we've been down this road before about you all just wanting to F your dads, though. Isn't that the whole thing?
It kind of is. Like, I've noticed a lot of similarities between the guys that I date and my dad, and I'm always grossed out, and then I can never sleep with them again.
Excellent. All right, that's Sarah, one of our 1080 girls. Here's some Andrew WK. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KTK.
From Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, so they've got Joe Lieberman's daughter on CNN. It's not going to help. Dragging your children down with you is no way to go out, Joe. We're going to get to the top five. We'll do it tomorrow. Rick, on Saturday you started to use your Cosmopolis voice before you were even let in the theater. Joel, yes, F Matt with doors open at 6:30, show starts at 7.
This F match could be sponsored by your business.
And on Saturday, we didn't get to do the Paul Stanley girls. We had this thing with the ticket-taking girls, of whom Sarah was one. On Saturday, we had our good friend Dina as one of them, but we had them made up as Paul Stanley, you know, with the star and the slut lipstick. You know what I mean? What's that called? Fire Broadway Red or whatever that's called. You know, the real bright lipstick and then the big Paul Stanley, just like full-on, like, red lipstick and the thing. They didn't have the clown white makeup, but they did that Paul. What did you do? She was just, like, mascara for the star and then that full, like, that huge, like, harlot lipstick.
Yeah, but important, Joni was so harried with, like, trying to get everything together that she was doing our stars, and it was just, like, completely...
just, like, one point, center. Like, a lot, lot. But, I mean, yeah. But it totally worked, though. It worked. So, I had some point I was going to make. Yeah, but... I don't know. I forget what it is now. So, once and for all, so big thanks to everybody who came to Bigger Than Jesus this last weekend, also the weekend before that, and everybody in June, actually, who saw it. So thanks to everybody who came to see it. If we have more details, updates on that, you'll see it on the website or here. We want to thank Senior Radio Correspondents John Bisney and Jim Roop, Therese, who will be here tomorrow in studio, I guess, Bill Murray, Renee Zellweger, Ricky Gervais, Kiefer Sutherland, Peter Jackson, Leonardo DiCaprio, David Kay, Ted Kennedy, etc., so on and so forth. The Rick Emerson Show is produced by the lovely Sarah Dillon. For Hot Talk 1080 KOTK, in the newsroom, Tim Riley, executive producer, F. Matt Peterson. As always, we'll see you tomorrow. Don't let the bastards grind you down. Like us next, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. Be safe. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Bada bing and bada bing, bada boom.